This night is just continues to go downhill.
Acknowledge me.
About time you did something right.
Oh, see, I just can't stand. Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't get near. Ooh, I'll tell you. Ooh.
Dude, I want justice.
Does this job come with hazard pay, King?
Yes.
We got a new hit.
Yes.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Gentlemen, happy WrestleMania weekend and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table today, well, look over here, guys.
What?
Hey, Gano.
Jamie! Woohoo! Monday Night Rock and Full Effect, baby!
Yes, I finally found a way to corral her. I had to fly all the way to California.
Yeah, there you go. It was a year ago you were in SoFi to do WrestleMania in a last-minute crazy scheme, if I remember right.
I'm the scheme. I am the queen scheme.
She's crazy.
I'm sorry, but should we state the obvious here? Because saying that Jamie's here right now, should we always be doing a Wayne's World thing of we're not worthy?
Worthy. We're not worthy. No, we're not. But we have a full table since it is WrestleMania weekend. And let's start off with the intro of the soon-to-be Hall of Famer VRM. Or at least
we have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
I am not spending $511 on last second.
What, for the show? What, tomorrow?
Let me rephrase that. I'm not spending $644 last minute.
What, to go tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, that's the two-day package.
Oh, what? You know? That's not horrible, but you need an oxygen mask, I think.
Yeah, that's all the way up at the top of 242.
Oh, so you're behind the Tron. Ew. Yeah.
And I paid less than that to get out here. So also at our table today, the man who introduced VRM, my man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
Pardon my voice. I was at Raw Monday night, and man, was that fun. We'll talk about that in a minute.
And we also have our numbers and statistician guy here, stat boy Josh Henniger.
Oh, boy. WrestleMania pick'ems. This is going to be fun.
And we're going to be dealing with a lot of time differences since we've got our man all the way on the other side of the planet, Bad News Beeman.
Might be some time differences, but still everyone's having the same amount of fun.
Especially for those of us who were shaken and not stirred this morning.
Yeah, we had an earthquake here in the New York area.
Which was felt in Philly.
Oof. We had one too.
Yeah. Wow.
It's going to get incorporated somehow into Mania. I know it will.
Yeah, Brunson Reed did it tonight.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, he won the armbar for those who did not watch. He won the armbar over Ivar at the end. And VRM, I think there's a cue for that.
Yes, there is. Where is he? Mr. E, where are you hiding? Oh, you're on that page, because...
Big meaty man slapping meat.
Yeah, because it was Ivar, Otis, and Reed with Tozawa. One of these things is not like the other, you know?
Things just don't belong.
Well, yeah, exactly. Mm. But we, you know, WrestleMania week kicked off. I'm going to segue here. And I had a last-minute opportunity to thank you, and I'm going to give a shout-out to Wheatley Vodka, the liquor sponsor of the WWE, who is running a contest right now, and you could get tickets to you could have won tickets to WrestleMania. You're going to go to win Survivor Series. You can go to Survivor Series, but you could also get local tickets, and I won the chance to go see Monday Night Raw with my buddy Joe Monday night at Barclays, and it was a sold-out show, the 13th consecutive sellout.
And that means... we're headed to the guardrail.
Yes. Yeah. So, first of all, number one, t-shirts were $40 a pop. That's...
Are you surprised?
No. Saddened, but surprised. Not surprised. Okay. So we had the two main event matches, which was Tozawa doing a comedy match with Jinder Mahal, and then the Chelsea Green defeating Natalya with the roll up. So then the main show starts, and I will tell you, people cheered The Rock being there, but people don't like him right now. They don't. There were a lot of Rocky sucks chants, and Roman did get acknowledged at Monday night. Okay, lots of throwing up the ones, when Seth Rollins challenged both either The Rock or Roman Reigns, the place blew up. Didn't happen, though, sadly. The show itself was great. Of course, it's a go-home show. Drew McIntyre was awesome. And by the way, did you catch? Someone put this on Reddit. I think, Josh, you pointed this out to me. The church where Aces and Eights did their bit was the same church that they filmed that segment in.
And it wasn't just that those two segments alone. There was a third I missed.
Katie Vick?
No. Do you remember that infamous Team 3D funeral scene back in 2006 for TNA?
Is that in, like, Jersey or New York?
That might be in Florida, because Jeremy Borash knows a good place.
So that was a Borash segment. Okay.
Had to be.
Okay. Because he's a producer, right? I believe he's a producer for WWE. Yes. Okay.
He's been doing it since at least 2020, because that's when they did the infamous graveyard match, which JB was a huge part of.
Which was the Boneyard match. Yes.
Yes.
The Boneyard
match. Yeah, the Taker Styles.
So the Ricochet Ivar match, which was a hell of a lot better than it should have been, which was just crazy. Ricochet actually muscling up Ivar was excellent. You know, The Rock and Roman, and finding out that Roman is going to induct Paul, more kayfabe than anything else, but still, let's see what he does.
Right. So, what station is covering that?
That's Peacock.
Peacock exclusive. And that will be airing in 30-ish minutes.
Oh, the VRM. What station is covering the speech? You know which one, I think.
I know which one. It's not loaded.
Oh, okay.
WORK is going to take care of this one.
Yes.
So
yes, and by the way, there was also a very, you know, and The Rock with his cow vest. They have been doing a ton of media this week. Rock actually posted a 30-minute video of him, his workout. He's insane. He's been going through it for real.
Oh yeah, he mentioned that he pretty much took in a boot camp in between everything else that he's doing.
Considering that in a week or two after this weekend, he's starting to do movies again.
Mm-hmm.
So is this guy. If you have that guy.
Oh. Which one am I going to?
Do, 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 do.
I wanted to make sure before I hit it.
Because he's shooting Peacemaker season 2.
Nice.
Oh. Okay. So whatever he does, it's gonna. If he does something, you know, they do something. But Rock's going for it. Rock's still going to be on, you know, the board, but he had stated that there were two rings, one to L.A. And by the way, did you read who trained him this time around? Gallus.
Interesting.
The Coffees?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. I will actually pull this up because it's actually quite cool what he said. He says to ensure he's proposed. This is from, and this was written by Mike Hoppiger and Mike Raimondi of ESPN. To ensure he's fully prepared for the rigors and timing of the match, Johnson started his training in the first week of February in LA and Hawaii. To accommodate him, WWE shipped two rings and three wrestlers from the East Coast. Away from the physical training, he leaned into the menacing authority figure. So he needed three wrestlers to push Rin, his in-ring, and hone his timing. There he simulated matches along NXT's Gallus. The Scottish trio that consists of Wolfgang, along with real-life brothers Mike, Mark, and Joe Coffey. Since Johnson's competing in a tag team match, he needed three wrestlers to push through in-ring sequences to hone its timing. Michael P.S. Hayes supervised those training sessions along with Bobby Roode, and Chad Patton officiated the sessions.
Okay.
While WWE Medical oversaw the rehearsals to make sure it was run safely, and my guess is also to make sure that there wasn't any insurance claims.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what were the policies that they wanted? That he's got like $20 million, or is it $2 billion? It was one of the two.
Yeah, he's got a very big insurance. Damn. Okay, Drew McIntyre cleans up nice. Okay, I'm putting this in the chat. Okay. Okay. That's him and his wife that's about to leave for the Hall of Fame, I believe. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Drew has been spectacular, man.
Yeah.
I mean, and then we'll get to something else. Drew did a bit on Twitter.
His wife.
His wife is gorgeous. He did a bit where he said, don't carry around a title you haven't won, dick. Pretty. I was like, wow.
Damn.
That was so. Don't call us by our government names at all, and don't support Seth Rollins. And see it. But through all the interviews, Nikki, and by the way, it was so much fun to be in a wrestling show. So much fun. So great.
I know you've missed it.
I missed it so much.
I love it.
Okay. But there was one interview this week that literally broke the internet.
Yes.
Okay. And that was Ariel. First of all, we had a lot of people going along with the WWE this week. We're talking the Today Show, the Tonight Show, Pat McAfee Show today on Friday. But, Ariel Helwani interviewed both Rhea Ripley on the same show as one CM Punk. And CM Punk not only burnt the bridge at AEW, but nuked it, right, VRM?
Yeah. Oh, boy. He completely annihilated. Like, he just dropped a sequence of H-bombs on this bridge.
Yeah.
So, what, VRM, you have the time codes. You go for it.
Right. So, I have this whole thing set up. So, we're going to listen to this whole interview. And we can interject. So, please tell me when to stop here at certain points. This is... Ariel Helwani's interview with CM Punk, specifically in regards to Brawl In and the lead up to Brawl In.
You arrived in London.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about this. Yeah, go ahead.
How does that go? What happens?
There's nobody there to pick me up, and it's not a big deal.
Stop. Oh, stop. Okay. First, right there. Number one. He says it didn't bother him. Bullshit. I'd be, you know, fuming that he has to ride the tube to get to his hotel.
He's from Chicago. They have the L's in Chicago.
So still. But go on.
I don't think he'd be.
Hold on. Keep going.
Sure. You know,
you have to figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, but that part was fun. But it's completely irresponsible as a company to, you know, leave somebody stranded at the airport. But, you know, I understand the sentiments. You know, people, you know, all the smarties on Twitter, like, oh, can't you just take an Uber? Will you, big crybaby? I never cried about it once. Not once.
How do people find out about these things?
There are fans on the tube.
Okay.
They're taking pictures. And, you know, like, I'm sitting there. I'm just sitting on the tube, and I'm just like, this is neat.
Do you feel like an adult?
I'm still the guy. I when I fly in and out of Chicago, I take the blue line home.
Right.
I'm not trying to, you know, be super fancy and shit like that.
And I will say, I will interrupt here. I will say, getting around London by car is impossible.
Yes.
It is preferred to take the tube around London.
Yeah.
So like I, when we flew in last year for Pokemon EUIC, and I got there, I didn't touch a car once the entire day. I was in the tube the entirety of the weekend there. And I mean, and you have the Elizabeth line that gets you right to from Heathrow straight to, I'm assuming they landed at Heathrow.
Probably.
Yeah. So it goes from Heathrow directly to Paddington. And from there, you can get to pretty much every single tube line possible from Paddington. So this is one thing where I'm accepting his story and his, and again, like he said he, when he flies home to Chicago, he takes the blue line home. So he takes the L. So he's used to trains out of airports. Doesn't mean
yeah, but he's expecting to be picked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Moving on.
Where are you backstage? Jack Perry's on screen and he says, "Real glass. Why don't you cry about it? Where are you when this is said?"
I was in my locker room.
Did you feel like that was directed at you?
Yes.
Why? Yeah.
It obviously was directed at me.
Well, because, okay, so for those that may not know, apparently he had a trip planned. He wanted to use glass. You were consulted. You said, why would you use glass? Correct me, you lived it. So I'm trying to bring people up to speed.
This is one of those things where it's just like, there's all these rumors about NDAs.
Yes.
There's a big difference between not being allowed to talk about some shit or just not wanting to talk about some shit. I don't necessarily want to litigate this again.
You say again, you've never talked about it publicly, but no, you mean like
I guess I haven't, but that's the thing. So Tony's big idea was separate show. We're going to separate everybody. And I said, that'll never work. Just let me go.
Stop.
Get me out of here.
Boom.
Didn't we say that on this very show?
Yeah.
Did we not say this on this very show?
Back when Collision was created, it was specifically for Punk.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, and to try to pop a rating, they started bringing over guys that weren't supposed to be there.
Correct. Yep.
I may hate CM Punk, but when Collision was going, when CM Punk was on it, that was the best show AEW had at the time.
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. It meant something. It meant something.
And then Jack Perry fucking ruined it.
But we're about to hear how that all went down.
Ooh. Like.
Give me my money. I've already been off TV. I hurt this arm. Just get me out of here. You know, no, can't let you go. Why? Just let me go. Who cares? It's best. I mean, these guys don't want me here. This isn't a real business. This isn't a business predicated on making money, drawing money, selling tickets, you know, doing business. It's not what it was sold to me as. So let me go. No, I can't let you go. I'm going to do this new show. You're going to have blah, blah, blah. And then the second day we have this show, I'm sitting in catering, minding my own business. And Tony Schiavone comes and gets me. And he's like, hey, I really need your help. And I was like, what? He's like, Jack is, you know, cussing me out. And he's cussed out Mike Mansuri. And he cussed out Daryl from production. And he's cussing out the doctor right now. Why? What? And I was immediately like, dude isn't supposed to be here. You know, I was told people are getting separated, so there's not problems, and you don't want me involved in this because,
yeah,
just like everything else I've explained before, like, y'all need to handle this, because if you don't, I'm going to handle it, and you're not going to like the way I handle it. So, prophetic word.
And this is a theme, by the way. This was a theme through all of his conversation about this. You know, the fact that Tony Khan is the richest mark in wrestling, but he doesn't know how to mind the store.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
a pussy. I can't hate that guy.
It's the legitimate fucking definition of kid in a fucking candy store.
Yes.
He's in a zoo.
No, it's his action figure collection, Jamie. It's his action figure collection.
Yeah, bingo. Right. Exactly.
People, because he's rich.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. It's like a horror.
Shane, that's perfect, right? Your son is what, 10?
No, my son is 12, and my 12-year-old could run this fucking company better than Tony.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Right. Right. Because it's like, if Tony is going, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. If Tony is going, Phil, and I'm gonna use it because it'll be corporate shit. Phil, you go handle it. What? Don't you have anybody to handle it? No, you do it. Okay. You may not like it.
It wasn't so much that, Jason. And I've done a fucking TikTok video on this fucking shit. It's the fact that this is, as Phil said, this is not a fucking business. When one of your employees comes up to you on multiple occasions and says, you know, this shit's going on, this shit's not working, and I'm about 5 seconds away from handling this shit myself, and you don't want me handling it because you won't like how it's done, and you ignore him multiple times, and your best solution is to split people up on different shows, but then you allow those people to go onto the same fucking show with the person that they have a conflict with, what the fuck do you expect is going to happen?
Yeah. Exactly.
And now you have a – now, again, let's look at the situation. You have a situation here where Jack Perry is cussing out all the management personnel. Cussing out the doctor, cussing out Tony Schiavone, cussing out the trainers, cussing out everybody. And now Tony Schiavone is going to Phil and saying, hey, can you help with this? But as the voice...
Sorry, VRM, you go.
as the voice of somebody who's done these kind of stunts before, can you help get him to calm the fuck down?
Yep, and here's where I have a problem with Tony Schiavone, because Schiavone, I respect what you've done as an announcer and commentator and shit like that, but dude, you have no balls. Because he was asked about this on X, and his thing was simply like, he was like a fucking, trying to act like an A-list celebrity. No comment.
Yeah, and listening in to what happened when back on Wednesday, he did not want to make a comment there either.
Of course not.
I can't say I blame him.
Tony's
got a good job, and if he, you know, if he puts in his 2 cents, he's either going to get his, he's going to get the shit kicked out of him, or Tony's going to fire him.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much he could do there.
Right, but continue.
I know. You can't get Tony to do it, but you can get a rated R person to fucking do the talking for you.
We're gonna get to that in a minute.
Yeah. So okay, continuing on.
So he's begging me now, please. He drags me out of catering. I go up. Hook and Jack are doing an angle. I don't know anything about Jack going on vacation. All I know is there's a litany of people that don't want, they work one day a week and they don't want to. So they want to show up and wrestle and then film vignettes and then sit at home for 4 weeks. Great. Not my company.
Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do what you want. But not on my show. That was my attitude. So I said, Tony, you really want me doing this? Yeah. And I walked up to Jack and he was sitting in a car. What he wanted to do is, it was a rental car. What he wanted to do was smash the window of the rental car with a pipe. And I was just like, it's a rental car. And I very politely, because I like Jack, I was just like, Doc's told you no. Daryl's told you no. Mike's told you no. Shivani's told you no. And now I have to tell you no. And apparently you've cussed them all out. So I'm telling you no. We don't do that here. If you want to do this, go to Wednesday and do it. Right? And he had no problem. He said, okay. He said, well, I just thought it was a really cool idea. And I said, it might be, but this is a rental car. Boys ruin it for the boys. You're going to smash the window of a rental car and you're going to return it with no fucking window. And now whatever national budget hurts, whatever, is going to be like, don't rent cars to pro wrestlers anymore. This is a thing that's happened.
Right.
This is, you know, so I wasn't trying to throw my weight around. I wasn't like, this is my show and you gotta get out of here. I was just like, this is fucking dumb, man. And he wanted to do it because so he didn't have to fly back to Canada. And I, you know, sorry, man. We're privileged to be in this business. We're privileged to do this for a living. Like, I get it. I didn't want to go to Canada either. All the flights were delayed, canceled. Everybody's travel sucked. But to come to this new show when everyone's supposed to be separated, to get rid of all the drama, and then, you know, swearing at the doctor because the doctor's like, it's real glass. You're going to, you know, like, shit's going to go in your eye. Like, and I get it. I used to be that kid that was like young and I want to do this, you know, but there's a safe way to do it. And I politely explained that to him. I didn't raise my voice. I didn't cuss at him. I was just like, I very much just said, we don't do that here. This is Saturday. It's a different show. You want to do stuff like this, do it on Wednesday. That was it. I didn't think there was going to be a problem. He obviously took something very business-minded, very personally. And that's fine, because I've done that before, too.
All right, pausing there. So, first of all, rental cars are expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, they never buy the insurance.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. It is... First of all, the chairman of NAWC, and more importantly, Jeopardy Tournament of Champions 2024 semifinalist, Mr. Brian Henniger. Welcome. Woohoo!
Yow!
What it is. Happy Mania Weekend, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Also, congratulations on all your successes so far there, Brian.
Thank you. That is, I still can't explain it, but it's been an amazing ride, and I'm just hoping it keeps going.
That's awesome. And you still owe me money.
We'll talk after Mania, okay?
Just like a hate. But Brian, what we're doing is we're analyzing a little bit of the CM Punk interview. One thing I also, just before you go back, VRM, he stated in the interview that the deal happened within 5 days. He signed the deal in Gorilla when he went out.
At Survivor Series, right?
Yeah, at Survivor.
Okay.
You know? And he also stated that the rehabbing of this injury has been so much better than the rehabbing with AEW. He said that they just didn't treat him right there, even medically.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing well because he didn't even have the brace on today when I saw him at the kickoff.
Interesting.
He did have the brace on at the Helwani podcast, though.
Yes, he did. And I think that's kayfabe. But at the launch, the kickoff show today, he was out there. My God, the man can actually wear a suit. And he wasn't wearing the brace. So, you know, pardon my tinfoil hat here.
I understand.
Yeah, so go on, VRM. To what's good.
But yeah, so again, rental car. Rental cars are expensive. And insurance on the rental cars are expensive. And now you're going to intentionally. So now, here's another thing. Insurance doesn't cover intentionals. It covers accidents.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that won't be no accident.
No, that's intentional.
Yeah.
So you're going to intentional a window on a rental car. They are going to say, no, insurance is not covering it. You are paying for this out of your pocket, and we will no longer rent you the vehicles anymore.
Yep.
Like Punk said, you're going to ruin it for the boys.
My God, CM Punk, the voice of reason. Who'd have thought?
Yeah. All right. Continuing on, because now we're going to get into where the bridge goes up in flames.
But it's very much who he's friends with. And, you know, shit never got squashed. Nobody's in charge. And it turned into what it turned into.
So he says that, clearly a shot at you, as you said. Match is over. He goes to the back. What happens?
I went to Tony, and I was just like...
Which Tony, by the way?
Khan.
Okay.
And I was like... Please handle that. Like, please. And he was like, what do you want me to do? And I was like, I'm not telling you what to do. Just be the boss, please. Like, I'm tired of this shit. You know, like I told you it was a mistake. I told you separate shows wasn't going to work. And now we're all here. And, you know, like, please handle it. Because if you don't, you're not going to like the way I handle it.
Did he handle it?
No. No.
So you did?
Yes.
What happened?
Jack came back from his match. I was the next match. I'm sitting there. And I got people with me. I'm not going to say who they are, you know, because I got a lot of friends who work there. And I wish them all well. And I don't want them to be punished because they're friends with me, you know. And I walk up to him and I'm just like, Jack, why do you insist on doing this dumb internet shit like on TV, you know? And he's just like, well, if you got a problem about it, do something about it. And I was just like, man, come on, man. You know, I'll fucking kill you. Like, what are we doing? You know? And it just, you know, it's like Chael says, sometimes you just can't let you get close. You know, I thought I was doing a responsible thing. You know, I didn't punch anybody. I just choked somebody a little bit. Ooh. Samoa Joe was there, told me to stop. And then I quit. I turned to Tony and I said, this place is a fucking joke, man. You're a clown. I quit.
This is before his match, by the way, he's saying.
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious.
No lies detected, however.
That's the thing, Jamie. That's the thing. He didn't take off at that point. He still had his match to wrestle.
And he talks about it right here.
Yeah, he talks about it.
I went to my room, and then Joe and Jerry Lynn came and got me, and they're like, let's just go out there and kill it. Let's just, and I was just too fired up, and I'm fired up now, and I'm probably going to regret, you know, talking about all this shit, but that's what happened.
Okay, so for those that don't know, you actually did go out and wrestle.
Yes.
Is that all just a blur for you, that match? Do you even remember?
No, that match is, I was just like, this is the last time I'm ever going to wrestle Samoa Joe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is my last match in this company.
You knew that?
Yeah. Well, I quit. I said, I fucking quit.
So why did you even go out?
For Joe.
Right.
For Joe, for Paul Turner, the referee, for Jerry Lynn, the agent on the match, because I, you know, respect him, and I thought it was the professional thing to do. All the fans, you know, a lot of fans there.
Yeah.
You know, probably a lot of them to see me, you know, so go out there, give them a show.
100,000 fans, right?
I don't know. You have to check the turnstile count.
Oh!
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, but this, God.
They fucked around and then they found out.
So Tony Khan, and then Tony Khan said, well, you can't quit. I'm firing you. Okay. And he said, for cause. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for cause.
The speech he did where he was afraid for his life.
That shit was so funny.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. That man is
No. What's stupid is having a former WWE guy with Tony Khan's dick in his mouth, sorry Adam, giving this 10-minute speech about how AEW was awesome. AEW was that sort of thing.
He don't got
Omega. He don't have MJF. Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, it's very telling to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because MJF has been off of Twitter since World's End in December 30th, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And his ex-girlfriend, Naomi Rosenblum paints a beautiful picture of The Rock beating up Cody Rhodes. Okay. And she says, and then Dwayne said, love this. What are artistic conversions of emotions? I'd like to buy this from you. My team will be in Dutch. I know a special mom who I'm going to give this gift this to. #Hashtag Mama Rhodes. Final boss.
Uh-oh.
Nice. Okay.
April 3rd.
Okay. So then Maxwell Jacob Friedman says, first you steal my glorious idea to lash Cody. Now you try to cop art from my ex. I'm a fan, but please leave me be, Dewey.
Yeah. Awesome.
Which means one of two things.
Okay.
Either because MJF don't tweet for no reason. He fires the guns, okay?
Mm-hmm. He loads them up and he fires with precision.
Correct, yes. Brian. I think he may have something with the WWE. Just me.
Well, no, you're not alone, because, you know, World's End to WrestleMania weekend is roughly what? 90 days?
A little bit more.
Because that was the
December 30th.
So
7.
Yeah, March 30th.
21, 28, 35, 42, 49, 56, 63, 70, 77, 84, 91. 90 was last Friday, March 29th.
Well, see you Monday, Max.
No, see you.
See you Sunday.
You think so? Oh, no, yeah. I don't think he's coming. I don't think so. I think it'll be after.
But you think it'll be the Monday after Raw?
Yes. Yeah.
I just figured it out. Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
What?
It is not going to be my wild card. But, yeah, you're right. MJF's going to show up. on Sunday. He's going to be the reason why Cody wins.
Right. You stole my freaking wild card. But okay.
No. I didn't steal your wild card. I just said it. My wild card is different.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So before we get into
the pick'ems, because I'm going to Peacock now, thank
pick'ems,
you.
Pick'ems, before we get into pick'ems, one of the, what's it faces, one of the clickbait sites, I guess how much do you consider WrestleTalk to be one of the clickbaiters?
In between.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they had a video or an article, I think, that was probably linking to somebody else, probably Dave, about how apparently the main event finish got leaked.
By who?
I don't know. I haven't actually looked at it. I just, because I'm like saying,
if I remember right seeing that, it screamed WORK. Work right now. It's a work. It did not seem accurate at all.
I didn't even dignify it.
What was it from?
WrestleTalk.
It was WrestleTalk reporting on it. I don't know who they sourced it from. Remember, them and the Culty Boys are basically both aggregators.
Okay, hold on.
Shane, would you like to speak on this article? Sum it up in words for me.
Yeah, I think Cody would.
This right here is bullshit.
Well, what did they say the main event thing was?
I don't know, because like I said, I did not even dignify it.
Well, hold on. Okay, I'm gonna
looking
look.
For it.
Yeah.
I'll look it up. Hold on.
Main event.
Well, it's already being. Is this for WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Well, we already know. It's already been reported what the main event is going to be on both nights.
It's Dave.
I'd be wary.
Dave has been about as accurate lately as
Raja, bitch.
At least they might be wrong.
Ah! Oh please! I don't buy that for a freaking second. No way.
Nor do I.
I want to hear this. It's stupid. I'm sure.
So do I. I want to hear this too. I can't find it.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, you got it, Jason?
Yeah, I do.
Sweet.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Search.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, no, hold on. No. Okay, hold on. Because right now my Peacock is not working.
If your Peacock is not working, please see a doctor.
No, he said... There has become more and more talk about the potential to create two champions in the tag team title match.
Okay, it's a tag match.
Okay, if that's the case, then yes, that's a possibility.
Yeah, that is a possibility.
It's a possibility, and it's been rumored for friggin' weeks ever since Matt Hardy turned up on fucking Raw. God
or
damn.
Yeah.
Well, not obviously not live on Raw, Josh. I'm talking about in the stands.
Yeah, he was in one of the suites.
Yeah, he was in the suites with buddy with Rebby, and he was asked about it a bit with Ariel Helwani, and he was elusive about it. So it just added fuel to the fire. Yeah.
Yeah, Matt at this point is pretty much in the one final run category, unless he Terry Funks it.
Both him and Jeff are. Their bodies are beaten and done. Like Matt's looking. Yeah. Matt, no offense to Matt, but he's looking old.
Matt's a hiccup from 50 years old. You've got to remember that.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. But there are people who are in their 50s who like don't look as beat down as Matt does.
Look at the natural Dustin Rhodes.
He's almost 53.
No, he's 53.
Okay.
He looks good still. Billy Gunn looks good, but that's because of steroids.
But shush.
He's 60. Right. Or 50.
No, what I was going to say is...
Dustin's 56. Never mind.
The Hardys don't even have to come back and do ladder matches. After all, since Bray Wyatt's been deleted permanently.
Oh.
Oh, that too soon. Rough.
Too soon.
A little rough there.
Sorry. Just a thought.
Yeah. But, however, you can say something about, like, say, Uncle Howdy, but we'll get there shortly, I guess.
Shane, what were you going to say?
I was saying you can, but continue, Nikki. After the harsh joke, just continue with your thought process.
Well, I'm just saying that Matt and Jeff can get one more run. They don't have to do anything crazy, and Matt's got a heck of a head on his shoulders. Let's go to a producer.
Yeah. Producer.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
That wouldn't be bad, considering he knows a lot about a lot.
Right.
He's been in the business now officially for 30 years, more or less, and unofficially for like 35.
And Jeff, they don't have to worry about him because he'll do all his as community service.
Hi-oh!
That's a better one.
There you go.
So,
but no. If the Hardys come back and redo it again, I think it's what nine years later since they debuted returned on WrestleMania.
Yeah, the whatever WrestleMania that the New Day hosted as Final Fantasy 14 characters.
Yeah, and it would
33.
33. So yeah, seven years ago. Okay, so if they do it, if they come back, do the same thing again. Actually, it works out perfectly because of the other rumors that you hear that they're gonna split up the tag titles again. So, Hardy's come back and chaos ensues, and two teams grab two separate titles, and we have a brilliant kickoff to Raw and SmackDown's after Mania.
That's a nice wild card. Are you using that?
No, I'm not using. I'm done my wild card.
That's going to be part of the whole situation. Because I will be honest, that's going to be, yeah. Talking about the splitting will happen, and I will be super lenient.
Okay.
We'll get there, though, on night one.
So... what else we got here?
Let's see. Did we get through? We could talk a little bit about the Bray Wyatt documentary.
I'll have to cover it.
Especially seeing the funeral.
I haven't seen it.
That's rough.
I can't watch.
Jamie, I'll give you a heads up now. Have tissues ready.
Yeah. I can't. Because, like... I love Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt's like one of my favorite wrestlers ever, and that's gonna be rough. I don't think I can.
No, trust me. You love Bray Wyatt now. You're gonna love Bray Wyatt and Wyndham Rotunda even more after this documentary.
Sorry, yeah. I had to.
You're fine. We were going through the other stories we had before we hit Pick'ems, and admittedly, I think we missed one.
What's that?
The AEW releases, but we'll get there in just a moment.
Well, the AEW releases. There's CM Punk.
Punk in his suit.
Yep. And no hombres.
No hombres. Are you watching on your side too?
No, I've seen this.
We saw it.
No. This is live.
Oh, okay. Well,
on Peacock.
Okay, then he's probably wearing the same suit he wore at the kickoff.
Yeah, because he was on the kickoff.
I'm not sure, but you could take a look.
We'll probably watch it after.
Okay. So, the AEW releases, there weren't many.
Yeah, but a few were kind of baffling.
Okay.
First off, two that were in a storyline, and they just got released. The Boys.
Oh, and they ripped Tony Khan a new one on Twitter about that, actually.
Yes. Yes,
did. I'm telling you, man.
Saying that Tony Khan is full of Cody, if you know what I mean.
Full of self-esteem. If you get that, holy crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. So, the Boys, who else?
Stu Grayson. Jose the Assistant.
Parker Boudreau.
And Slim J, who ripped Tony also.
Okay. Was he even being used?
I want to refill my drink, folks. I'll be right back.
Not much. Okay. Not a whole lot. But the only reason he was still around was because, hey, he needed the money to get his kid and his wife out of the dump they're living in.
Yeah.
They didn't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Let's see now. There were a few others. George Joel got released, but that's a whole lot of nothing.
Jose the Assistant, Dasha Correct.
That one's rough.
They got rid of
Anthony Henry got released.
That's all I got.
There's one more you're missing then. Gravity.
Okay.
Mexican wrestler. So, yes, Pac remembered him, and now he's going to be just forgotten again.
That's probably the only reason they hired him, so they could have that silly match. So,
yeah, that has to be it.
So the axe came down on Gravity. That just fucking writes itself.
Yeah. Gravity of the situation is this: he gone.
Oh, okay. Axiom, we got somebody for you.
Yep.
Yes. And by the way,
unlike unlike WWE, from what I know, there is no 90-day clause.
That was the funniest thing in the interview, VRM. When Nick Khan reached out to CM Punk and they talked about, we'd like to have you back for the Rumble. And he goes, well, I can be back whenever. You don't have a 90-day? No. Wish I would have known that sooner.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Because he could have been back at Clash at the Castle.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Thank you, Mr. Segway Master. Very good.
We have ourselves a confirmation as to location.
And the fact that it's coming back.
Yep. Clash at the Castle 2024 will be in Glasgow, Scotland. At the Hydro.
I know what that means. I know what that means.
We're wrestlers
in a wrestling ring. Let's just freaking wrestle.
Yeah, that guy too, right?
Yeah.
He signed. He signed in some way.
I mean,
100%. Yeah. Especially since he's in the poster for June 15th.
Okay.
If that's not confirmation, Drew's winning the title, I don't know what fucking is.
But yeah, they are going to be at the OVO Hydra.
I'm looking it up.
This place is massive.
12,000 all seated.
14,005 with standing, but the thing is, that's also with a giant pitch. So I fully expect
the pitch being filled with like general admission seats.
General Mission, front row. It's going to be 25,000 plus.
Okay. Can I call two of the matches right now?
Sure thing.
Okay.
For the World Heavyweight Championship, you're going to get Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus. And for the WWE Championship, you're going to get Cody Rhodes versus Gunther.
Ooh, okay.
Because the draft is coming up after Mania, ladies and gentlemen. It was announced
today. Is it?
Yeah, yeah. We've got about 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm. When did they announce this?
Well, when the hell was this? I don't even know.
Triple H announced it today.
Oh.
Oh, a draft in a month or so. This would be on McAfee then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, McAfee show, yeah.
Come on, Hunter. We need more information. Look, I got a SmackDown coming up. I'm going to have Seth Rollins on SmackDown, okay?
And for up here in Toledo, I think we have a Raw coming up, so I would
this was on Impulsive, okay?
Oh, with Rat Bastard McGee, gotcha. Yeah.
He said, I'm sure we'll see people float all over places. There's a thing called, in a month or so, there's a thing called the draft. That's when you can switch around and make moves. So, maybe. Not confirmed, well, semi-confirmed.
So it would be right after, when is WrestleMania Backlash, or Backlash this year, or whatever the hell it's going to be called.
All right, Backlash is in France.
Backlash France, right.
Oui,
monsieur. And Clash at the Castle is the next one after that in June.
Mm-hmm. Oh my. Wow, Charlotte isn't wearing much, is she?
I cannot see this.
No, but VRM can.
Oh, it's not, because it's not on here yet.
It's not on Peacock?
It's not.
Oh, boy. Oh, nothing left to the imagination there.
Well, what are we looking at? I like this outfit she's almost wearing. Let me see.
Yes, thank you. Thank you to all of you Peacock watchers who get to see this stuff. I don't get to watch Peacock.
No, Charlotte.
It don't come on till 8 here.
What?
It's called
West
Coast.
No.
Coast, baby.
They're not doing this live?
Boom. They are doing this. No, they are doing it live. Wait a minute. How is Peacock not doing it that way?
I think Jamie's talking about SmackDown.
So,
it's not SmackDown.
No, we're talking about the Hall of Fame ceremony on Peacock.
What? Hold on. I think Peacock needs some respect.
Back.
Yep, I can say it now. Good God.
Welcome back, Brian, to Horny on Main.
Sorry, Brian.
Let me tell you.
Anyway, so shall we get to it? Because we want to watch some Heyman eventually down the road.
Yes, we've got ourselves 13 matches, 13 points, because I'm not doing pretty lights and torturing myself to hell.
Ah.
So let's get going with night one. Members, or at least associates, of the Latino World Order, Andrade and Rey Mysterio, face off against Santos Escobar and Dirty Dominic Mysterio. Who wins?
Not my wild card, but Andrade's going to turn on... Carlito. Carlito was going to turn and join Legado. Legado wins.
Yeah, that was that is my wild card. And
hold on, I'm having a little issues here. Okay, we're good. This is what happens when you accidentally hit a key on the keyboard and it deletes things. Jamie?
Yep. Who wins? Who wins what? You're not playing What match are we talking about?
Escobar and Dom versus Rey and Andrade.
Yeah, thankfully we're only on the first.
I didn't even know that was taking place. Honestly.
Yeah.
I remember. Not my wild card. But Santos. I'm going to go Santos Escobar.
Okay.
Santos and Dominic are going to win so that we can reignite the Dominic Ray feud.
Yes.
All right. And yeah, BRM.
Broom it.
Break out your broom.
No, Brian. Do you...
No, not yet. Oh, Brian.
Hi. I don't pay attention good. Yes.
Yeah, broom it. Broom it.
Broom it. Now for the women's six-person tag. Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi face it off against Damage Control. The parts that are not Io Sky. Who wins?
Black Excellence wins. Has to.
It's gonna blow them away.
I'm sorry.
What?
You called it black. You called the team Black Excellence.
Yeah, because that's what it is. Yeah.
Is that actually the name Black Excellence?
No, that's my thought. Just my thought.
I was about to say I called them baddest bitches, but I'm like, okay.
That's the team I'm going with.
Cargill and company are going to win because it's Cargill's first WrestleMania.
Yep.
And it's an apology to Naomi.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree. Me too, folks. Me too. Bianca's
the badass.
All
right. And now to what I would probably consider the most lenient match of this entire card, because god damn it, I think something's going to happen. We're going to see something happen.
All right.
The six-pack challenge for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship. Or is it going to be championships? Because it has been mentioned they are both titles for the Undisputed Championship have to be retrieved for the match to end. It means we could have two separate winners.
That's
so
the plan. Yeah.
Here we go. The six teams in question are The Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Damian Priest, DIY, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, The Awesome Truth, The Miz and R-Truth, The New Day of Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, The Douchebag Crew, A-Town Down Under, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, and New Catch Republic, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate. This is where I get lenient, folks. Who wins?
Okay.
Note, if two teams win, as long as you get one right, you get the point.
Yeah, I'm going to call that, but I'll let other people call it.
All right. I will start this off.
Go for it, VRM.
They're going to, on the Raw side, it is going to be the Awesome Truth.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
That way we get that story, whether it continues or it gets put to bed.
Okay.
On the SmackDown side, I think it's going to be A-Town Down Under to give them something to do.
All right. So do you want to choose? Because in order to save for bet, we'll give you your point. I am not going for both.
I'm going to go with Awesome Truth as my point.
Same.
Thank you. Give me just a second, Jamie, because I have to kind of go back and forth a little bit right now. Got it.
Okay.
Jamie, are you picking two teams or one?
Oh, can I pick two teams?
Yeah.
You can-ish, but one will only be recorded as your point, which means if you get – you need to tell me which one you want to pick – which one you think is the safer bet, because if you get the one you don't mention to me, you're not getting the point.
Gotcha. I'm just going to go with Awesome Truth then.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna deviate just a little bit.
All right, Nikki.
We know who's booking the show.
Yeah.
Which...
ARM?
Why is everybody always looking at me? Hey, this booking stuff isn't easy, you know?
Close enough.
So the Raw belts are going to DIY.
Okay.
And the SmackDown titles are going to A-Town Down Under, and they're actually my safe pick.
Okay, thank you so for picking A-Town Down Under. Whereas me, I am going to go ahead and take that DIY and run with it. They're getting the Raw belts. I believe Judgment Day is going to retain the SmackDown ones.
Interesting. Okay.
You think they're going to flip? You think they're going to flip?
Yes. Brian?
Okay.
That's exactly what I was going to pick.
Okay, I have a wild card.
Oh, go for it, Nikki.
Damian Priest is going to get wiped out in the match, so people don't think he's going to cash in.
Ooh. Ooh. Part one.
Okay.
Kind of like...
Remember, this is night one, not night two.
No, that's the point.
Okay, fair. I just want to make sure you knew.
Yeah.
All right. So we still have two more to pick.
That would be me, and I will. I'm gonna agree with Nikki. DIY gets the Raw. A-Town gets the SmackDown. I'm gonna take the A-Town as my safe pick.
All right, and Shane.
DIY.
Okay.
For all of it.
I think DIY is going to get the Raw or SmackDown championships. Do I have to pick a second team?
Or? You don't have to.
No, you do not have to if you do not want to. That choice is yours and yours alone. You've considered DIY to be your safe bet. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, and now to brothers quarreling. Jimmy Uso, yeet, versus Jey Uso. No yeet.
No yeet.
You got it backwards.
Oh, thanks, Jason.
No,
that changes
Jimmy...
my answer. No, I was picking.
You said Jimmy yeet, Jey no yeet.
Oh. This is what happens when you're trying to remember everything.
Yeet. Yeet. I'm going with Jey.
Yeet. No.
I'm actually going no yeet.
I say neither.
Ooh.
Okay.
No contest.
Neither one of them are going to be able to answer. Because they're going to beat the high holy hell out of each other, which keeps them from being any kind of part or parcel to night two.
Where is me, VRM? You say no yeet?
I say no yeet.
I'm with you. Jimmy's winning.
Okay.
It's going to make sense for the end of night one.
Okay.
I'm saying yeet due to the momentum rule. Because Jimmy's attacked Jey too many times and gotten things over on him.
Yeah, and Jimmy just got his ass beat tonight.
Yeah, that's a little worrisome. Because that momentum means. Yeesh. All right, Brian.
Yay.
Okay, that's Jey. All right, and just making sure, Jamie?
Yeet.
Okay, that's Jey. And now for one of two remaining belts on this card. Gunta versus Sami Zayn. Who wins?
If Sami doesn't win, Lincoln Financial burns.
Right. However, wild card.
Oh. Go ahead. Hit it.
Sami Zayn wins. Damian Priest cashes in, wins the title. Damian Priest. Then you have Damian versus Gable versus Sami. Better story.
Ooh.
Now, I got mine's a little different. Gunther's retaining.
Okay.
Gunther's retaining. Because Chad Gable's going to crash this bitch.
Okay.
And turn?
He's pretty close to being turned already. He doesn't want Sammy to. So he's going to get in there and prove that Sammy couldn't do it and try to get back in to get another shot.
I will kill him.
There'll be a triple threat for that down the line.
I will break his legs.
Stop that.
All right, so
yeah, let me go back and
was that a continuation of the wild card or no? Because no, it wasn't. What am I doing?
I wasn't the one. I'm not having Damian Priest cash in. So go on.
Okay. I mean, the thing is, you're right. Gunther will retain. Because realistically, Sammy hasn't been built nearly as much as he should have been.
I disagree.
I know. But in my eyes, I'm like, this isn't it. You need somebody who can actually out-wrestle Gunther. Chad Gable would be the right move.
That's why I say he's crashing the match. Because
yeah,
in character, he knows he's a better technical guy than Sammy.
Yeah. All right. So, Jamie?
I want Sami Zayn to win. That is my third favorite wrestler, and I want him to win.
Fair. Shane?
I'm going with Sammy.
All right. And Brian?
I'm going to go with Sammy.
Okay.
But
so, Nikki...
Wild card.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Gable is involved somehow.
Okay.
But it's not to cost Sammy the match. It's to keep Imperium from costing him the match.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can see that. Interesting. Okay.
Better here. Gable neutralizes. Okay. That should be enough for me to get in. All right. Now to what I would consider the main title match of night one.
Yep.
Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch. Who wins?
The fans.
The fans.
I do. I win this.
Okay. Rhea's been on a... Stop it, Giggity. Anyway.
I win.
All joking aside... This has been built so beautifully. The brawl Monday night was great. It even went to Ariel Helwani. And hello, Trish. And there's JBL. But I will just say,
it's so difficult.
Rhea will win and become the maid superstar that she needs to be. Rhea.
It's so difficult to choose because either way, it could go either way.
Mm-hmm. I love Rhea to death, but Becky's got a book to sell. So well, would it be she was selling it with a belt on her shoulder? Mm-hmm. I love Rhea to death. Don't get me wrong.
God, who do I pick? Jesus.
I'm sorry, but Jesus hasn't been in the company since 2006.
Stop that.
And it wasn't Jesus who was in the match, it was God.
Yeah. No. As in the one who ganked John Cena. Yakety smackety doo.
That was back in 2000. That was like Zeus. Zeus hasn't been in there since 2002.
No, later than that, because Carlito debuted, and Carlito didn't debut until 03-04. Because it was post-Cena becoming Cena.
Yeah, it was 2003, because that was the whole thing with Teddy, back when Teddy Long was in power.
Goddamn, this is very difficult.
All right, so we're clowning around.
Sorry.
Shane, Rhea's...
I love Mommy, and she's a fellow country person, but just because of her wrist injury, I don't know how serious it is. She played it off on the Ariel Helwani interview and with Impulsive, but yeah. I think that's something that's going to have to get looked at. So and like Nikki said, Becky's got a book to sell, so it's
going
to be.
Oh my God, they're going. Heyman's going first.
Whoa, boy. Do what? We need to start doing Hurry, Hurry, Drive the Fire Truck?
Maybe. Hold on.
Yeah.
I need to get my dad in here for this. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're...
I'm turning this off mute.
Hang on. Who the fuck is their main event then?
I don't know.
Who's their headliner?
They're doing
first. You better not be surprising us with a... You better not be doing a surprise entrant of Bray.
I would leave if they did that.
Okay. It's the only thing that makes sense. It's the only thing that makes sense. Like, no offense to No offense to anyone else who's in the Hall of Fame in this class. But
why are they doing him first?
Should be the headliner.
Schmoz. Remember, this is all in character.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have room for the schmoz button.
Is the Hall of Fame on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we said. Don't you get Peacock there?
I don't even know.
Don't worry, dear. I don't even know. Onward.
I'm very surprised at this.
Yeah, I think everyone is.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's the longest speech.
I just want to know who the friggin' headliner is now. are you having the headliner go first? Like,
but anyway, okay.
Next match.
Wild card.
All right. Hold on.
Oh?
Okay. Rhea Ripley, Becky Lynch, wild card. Hit it.
Okay. So, Rhea is going to win.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dom is going to eat a manhandle slam.
Okay.
I bet he does, too.
I would love that. I want to see that.
Okay. Cool.
I think
so. All right. So, Brian?
Becky Lynch.
All right. We're still missing two, Jamie and Nikki.
Oh, I thought I said mine.
The thing is, I think I got caught up in all the wacky bullshit that just happened.
As I said, Becky, because she's got a book to sell. And
okay, thank you.
I didn't know Rhea was injured, so I'm going to go.
Rhea's not in. Well, she has a wrist injury. Yeah. She'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
She's not going to be out long. I understand that, but I think Becky's got a book to sell.
I think it'll probably be Becky, and then I'll be mad.
All right.
I've already played my wild card, but I've got an idea.
I love them both. Like,
I've already played my wild card, but I got to throw this in.
Yeah.
I'll pick Becky.
Yeah, Becky's going to win because Dominic is going to screw up helping Mommy, and that's going to help break the Judgment Day apart.
Yeah.
Ooh, boo, but okay.
All right, and now for the main event of night one, a match so obvious that even Ray Charles could see this coming from a mile away.
Ronnie Millsap could see this too.
Yes, The Rock and Roman Reigns faces off against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Who smells and who wins?
Rock and Roman win. Rock pins Seth.
Doesn't matter about that because I'm not doing pretty.
Yeah, I'm just talking.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, Rock pins Seth. Bloodline Rules Night Two. Yep.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It'll be Tribal Rules Night Two, no question.
I will quit wrestling.
No, stop that. Rock and Roman are obviously going to win.
Boo.
I would love it if Roman pins Seth.
I would kill him. I would kill him. I would shoot him from the from California.
With what? Your mind lasers?
I don't want to see that. I want Seth to be in his head forever.
Anybody saying anything different?
Is anybody saying Cody and Seth?
No, I think it's gonna be a brutal situation.
I think Cody gets pinned by The Rock.
I like that.
I think Okay, sorry. Let me know when I'm ready.
Hit it, Brian.
Well, I'm the same winner. It's going to be the Rock and Roman connection. I think Roman pins Cody.
Oh.
After copious shenanigans from Solo and
to set up the negative to set up the fact that now on tonight too they're going to be able to make commentary he lost to Roman last night.
That's a good choice too.
Yes, it is. We'll see that at the main event of night two.
He has a match going in. So I don't see Seth taking the pin because he has another match he's got to do for the championship.
X-Pac clapping for Roman is cleaning up nice. Oh my God.
He always does.
But
looks. Oh my God. He looks like a million freaking dollars.
For once? Where? Yeah.
He's on Peacock. He's got the black T-shirt under the suit.
Yep.
Okay, going for the Doug Davidson look, apparently.
No.
Even Macho Man turned up for this.
Dang.
Wow.
There he is.
Anyway, night two.
Night two. Opening match. The Pride versus the Final Testament. The Pride is Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. The Final Testament is Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain with Tits McGee and Precious Paul Ellerling.
I'm going to go with the Tits McGee team. The Tits McGee team.
Scarlet.
Yes, Scarlet. Yes.
Yes.
Scarlet. Yeah, I'm going with that.
Flush. Oh, no, I'm not going to say that.
Oh, I heard that, Nikki.
Did I hear?
Wow, you're clutching a WrestleMania match. Okay.
Nobody's clutched anything in a while.
I don't care about this match.
I don't either, but I want the point.
I understand. But, yeah, so do I. And that's the reason I'm picking the Final Testament with Tits McGee and Precious Paul.
Okay.
Final Testament, zero fucks given.
Right.
Final Testament.
Oh, all right.
All by
Shane,
myself.
Jamie.
Sorry. I'm all by myself on a fucking island here. I'm going the Pride.
All right.
That's fair. Jamie.
I mean, I'd like them to win instead of the other team, but I think they're pushing these other idiots too hard.
This is Karrion Kross's last chance. If this doesn't
work, just go away.
I was like, I'm gonna say something that might be a little controversial, but in terms of this entire card, this is the Lesnar Omos of this WrestleMania,
and it's probably gonna be in the same spot. Opening night two. All right, Jamie, I want to make sure I got your pick down because I didn't get it.
Oh, and Testament.
Okay, the Final Testament. And now to a match that's probably going to be pretty darn fun, but I think I know who's going to win, maybe? Maybe. L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
Versus A.J. Styles. Dummy, no.
It's going to be LA Knight under 5.
LA Knight's winning this, but it's going to be more like a 12.
Okay.
LA Knight's going to win, and AJ's going to pitch a fit.
Of course.
I would love it.
Is it going to be worse than his Madden fits?
Yes.
About that.
All right. Brian?
LA Knight wins.
Okay. VRM?
Yeah, this one's gonna be LA Knight.
And Shane, do we get the broom?
No, you do not.
Oh.
I'm saying AJ is going to win here, and obviously I can't use my wild card, but he'll be debuting a new theme at Mania.
Oh my God, why? Why would they do that?
I am, you are.
it's either that or Evil Ways, one of the two. If Evil Ways played LA Knight's part.
Yep. All right. To the U.S. title match. Three-way, Logan Paul, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens. Who wins?
Minority Logan, rule and momentum rule.
Yeah. Yes, and Logan Paul is going to win and continue to show why he's the best quote-unquote non-wrestler in the business.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call all that, but I'm going to pick Logan Paul.
I'm going to pick Logan Paul, and I'm curious to see what the crazy spot's going to be this time.
I hate that man so much, but, you know.
He's good at what he does.
Yeah, I think Jim Cornette said it best. He said it is infuriatingly good at wrestling.
So you're picking, okay, Brian, you're picking Logan then?
No, I'm going to pick Kevin Owens.
Okay. Shane.
That was an interesting statement. But yeah, anyways. Sorry, I was listening to the Roman speech. I must be on Survivor Island by myself all the time now. I'm saying new U.S. champion Randy Orton.
Okay, so we have two people who are not going with the main, but hey, that's cool. Variety is the spice of life, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Now to the women's title match. The other women's title match. Io Sky versus Bayley. I hit my wild card right now.
Go for it.
Oh, hi, here Rob. Comes. Hi, Rob.
Is it my concern?
And Tommy. Bayley's.
Well, I don't see.
Oh, RVD and Tommy Dreamer, I'm guessing.
I don't see. Oh, there's Bully, I think, too, right?
Yeah, there's Bully. Yep.
Not a surprise. I am picking Bayley to win, and there's going to be a very special guest with Bayley coming out.
Who?
Doing a very special theme for her. Paramore! Haley Williams will be there!
Wrong. Your wild cards are already announced. They said no. Bayley said on her Twitter today, and I quote, okay?
Damn it. God fucking damn it.
Sorry, man. She said, and I quote, she said, "Dear loyal sheep, I did everything in my power to get my dream WrestleMania entrance, but due to scheduling, it isn't in the stars this year. Someday." So, and then until the official Bayley versus the Sky Mania hype video featuring Simmer by Haley Williams. Thank you. So they want to do it. It just didn't happen this year. So you got to pick another wild card.
Great. Sorry. I have nothing then. Yay. I'm going to have to fucking figure this out then, because I don't have any other ideas. None.
Well, I'll give you mine.
But Bayley still goddamn wins.
Yes, she does.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Absolutely.
Bayley wins.
Give me a sec, because that's everybody coming in at once.
Just grab a broom.
The thing is that we still have to ask. VRM?
Bayley.
That's a broom, kids, I believe.
Shane?
I think. Shane?
Sorry, what match are we on now?
Io Sky, Bayley.
Oh, Bayley.
That's a broom, kids.
Yep, we all want her to win.
And he's got a cardboard box on the table.
Guaranteed that there's a tennis racket, a cell phone, and the hat.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
Clapping for the you deserve it. Go ahead.
To the first of the world title matches, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Hold on. Okay. Who wins?
Drew.
Drew.
through and Damian catches in.
That's a wild card, kids, if you haven't had one.
That's what I think is going to happen.
Drew's going to win because Punk's going to get involved.
And Paulie's full line, Paul's first line, he's like,
you're damn you're right, fucking, I deserve it.
All right. So I'm getting a little lost here. Jamie, you picked McIntyre. Yep. Damian catches in and wins.
Yep.
All right, Jason.
I said Drew.
Okay. Sorry, I got lost in the sauce there. VRM.
Sorry, I turned on Paul's speech. So.
Okay, so Drew versus Seth.
Oh, Drew.
Okay. Brian.
Drew.
Shane.
I picked Drew.
This one I'm a fair bit torn on, because I could see it going either way. Rollins just to hold it until Clash at the Castle. Matt, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and pick Drew. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still going to have to... I'm...
So get guys, if you're watching, get ready.
Is he setting the tennis racket on fire?
No, he just was.
He choked up. Like he's as my good friend Mr. Van Dam would say.
Oh my god. That's great. That's fantastic.
Okay.
All right. And now to the main event of night two for the belt. Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, strong likelihood of tribal rules.
Okay, I'm going to save myself. I want to hear other people's thoughts before I go.
The thing is, it isn't just a knee-jerk reaction. It's a, this is now overdue. It has been overdue. And Cody has been through hell for the last year plus. You either give the belt to Cody now, or you may as well as retire the belt.
Yep.
Well, okay.
I agree with that. But Cody must win.
Okay. We said it last year. But here is the thing. It's what I want versus what I think might happen. Okay? Because Triple H is a petty bastard. Not as much as his dad. I mean, you know, Pops.
The thing is, though, and go ahead with yours, and I'll chime in with mine.
Will Roman Reigns beat Hogan? I would like to say... What?
Continue on.
I would like to say no, but I'm going to do this. Roman Reigns wins it again. I have to. The thing is, I want Cody to win. I think Cody deserves to win. I think they're going to book it that way.
The thing is, in my eyes, the difference between Vince and Hunter is that Hunter holds a great deal of sympathy and a great deal of respect for the Rhodes, especially Dusty. I don't think that considering everything that's been put in front of Cody, that Roman wins again.
Okay.
I know I've played my wild card already, but I'm going to throw this in there. Because as you said, Hunter's a big fan of the Rhodes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did Paulie just put over Trips?
You need a flip on for that there, Paulie. Okay.
Oh, man, he just blew Paul Levesque right now.
I probably should use this as my wild card and ditch the one about Damian Priest. Mm-hmm. Because Cody's going to win and Rock's calling a dusty finish.
Oh. I don't know what that means.
The Raw causes a dusty finish?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, I know what that means. It means that Cody wins, but it will get overturned the next night just for dickery.
I'm on two kinds of either Cody gets Rock, or the Rock is going to screw Roman, put the belt on Cody, and the two of them.
Oh shit! He just said, "I will be a Paul Levesque guy."
So either
Rock and there's the handshake. Oh, something you never thought you would see on TV.
That's awesome.
You can tell that and you can tell Hunter is legitimately touched.
As he should
genuinely.
Be. I either want Cody to win on a dusty finish, Roman to win on a dusty finish, or Cody wins because Rock screws Roman. So I'm torn.
Okay, so the Rock screws over Roman. Okay. That's what I'm gonna call it as.
Yeah, I'm just going Cody.
Cody.
Hold on. So Cody. Yeah, Jamie, I got yours. VRM.
I want to bring up something that Mommy mentioned on Pat McAfee.
Okay, go ahead.
Because McAfee and his crew were all rah-rahing the bloodline, rah-rahing Roman Reigns. When Mommy was on, she brought up the L.
Uh-huh. Huh.
And I believe Priest actually said on Twitter, why do you guys think I'm just going to cash in on Seth and Drew?
Oh, I'd be down for that, too. So. Either one. This is somebody.
But we also mentioned something a little earlier.
Mm. What's that?
Mentioned something about Clash at the Castle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, Drew is going to have the world title at Clash at the Castle. And going along with my pick of Sammy winning the Universal Championship.
Or the IC title.
I'm sorry, the Intercontinental title. Yep, thank you. With Sammy winning the Intercontinental title, we need something for Gunther to do. Gunther is going to be Bree. He's a heel. Yep. And we need a face champion.
It's fair.
Cody is going to win to set that up.
All right. Cool. Brian?
What about the two seats from Haku bit?
Yes.
Okay, so what is your pick? What are your thoughts?
Oh, me?
Yeah,
yes, you.
Gosh. It has to go to Cody. Cody has to win it. But I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be full of a whole lot of gaga.
Oh, yeah.
Have to go through hell.
He's going to have to go through hell.
Yeah. He's going to have to go through the entirety of the bloodline.
Yeah, and there will be no doubt.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah. Looks good, too, in that.
Now...
Yeah.
The thing is, we're not done yet.
I know.
Because
there's two people who haven't picked wild cards. And I have one finally, having thought about it.
Okay.
The thing is, it's going to go back to the U.S. title match.
That's fine.
There's going to be somebody coming in to essentially screw up or over the other two. Jake Paul is going to show up to screw Orton and Owens.
I will break his knees. I don't have.
I hope you do.
I would love to. I'm not replacing your TV, Jamie.
Yeah. Shane.
TV is everything to me. I will absolutely. That TV will stress me.
All right. Shane, your wild card, please.
Yeah, I already said Cody.
Wild card. I'll need to check on.
Yeah, I did my wild card first.
Oh, Carlito betraying the NLWO. Okay, sorry, yeah. I got it.
All right, I think we need to wrap this up because Josh is on the sauce a bit too much tonight. Let's.
I don't think it's the sauce. I think it's mental exhaustion because too much. I'm still eventually going to be picking Paramore because the thing is, there's nothing really that Paramore's doing right now. They almost quit recently.
Paulie to Cody, I wish my mother was here. I wish my father was here. Where's Cody Rhodes? Turns around, turns to Cody. I wish your father was here tonight to see this.
Oh man, feels.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he meant that disrespectfully.
I know he did not. No. I know what you meant. That hurts. But not in the way you think it hurts.
CW into the box.
And that was all right. Anyway, Let's make this quick because we want to either live watch this or stuff. Yeah. Of course.
Oh, he's got the duster. He's got the duster.
Right. Let me go ahead and get my shit out of the way. This week on It Was a Thing on TV was Ken Jennings and what almost was not. They covered the first and fifth games of Ken Jennings' run. The first game where if they decided we're not going to take that as a correct response to Final Jeopardy, Ken would have, the butterfly effect would have been Ken never did anything in the WWE or in Jeopardy. My brain is officially on the fritz. coming up in the next 7 days, It Was a Thing on TV's Hall of Fame. Another show from the vault and The Baseball Butch, a show from the early 1980s starring Johnny Bench and that damn chicken from San Diego.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes, it went quite a while. It's essentially baseball fundamentals.
Yeah.
And now he is wearing your gear, Nikki.
He's wearing a long coat.
Yes. Yeah.
And then knickknacks eventually.
And of course, all the stuff at WLTI and all the stuff. So we will be on multiple times over the weekend. We cannot wait to watch this.
That is correct. Yep.
So, Nikki, you want to take us home?
I think I will. So we have all our picks. Did I hear something about a live cap, or are we just doing a recap?
We're live capping each main event, I think.
Okay.
It is. We'll do a quick pre-show. We'll be live capping the mains, and we'll do a post-show. And then for the rest of the night, we'll just sit here and piss and moan and whatever.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're going to do. All right.
Just making sure. So, for Jason Block, for Brian Henniger, for Seth was just Henniger, no relation. For Bad News Demon, for Danny Claudia about to fall asleep on it.
No, I'm awake.
Give me your shit.
Oh.
My name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. This has been a Mox 3 podcast. Enjoy WrestleMania, everyone.